位听众大家好，欢迎大家回来收听 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台。你现在收听的节目是每个星期的社团消息。我们今天很高兴能够邀请到来自我们 Hills Academy of Martial Arts Ben 师傅来到我们的节目当中啊。
Hello everyone, welcome to 2CR Radio. I'm your host Sally today. And today it's our pleasure to invite Hills Academy of Martial Arts founder, Shifu Ben, to our interview today. Hello Ben.
Hello.、Yeah. Hi Sally. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me here.
Hey, 你好啊 Sally, 好高兴能够认识你哋，亦都多谢你嘅邀请啊。
Yeah, good to see you as well. We actually saw on the events that Shifu Benz was performing martial arts, Kung Fu, Shaolin Kung Fu on the stage. And we're surprisingly in a full of Chinese community, which with a Westerner performing Kung Fu in there. So that's the reason for us to asking you here today. So first of all, could you start with introduce yourself and telling our audience about your personal journey in learning Kung Fu?
是的，我们也很高兴能够见到你来到我们的电台当中。其实我们之前活动当中呢，见到 Ben 师傅在台上面表演中国武术，也是少林功夫，而且当时又有很多华人的观众看到一位西方的面孔的功夫师傅表演，实在十分令人惊讶的。所以这个也是我们今天邀请你上来接受我们的访问的原因来的。首先可不可以先向我们的听众介绍一下你自己呢，以及你学习功夫的一些个人经历呢？
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my name's Ben, or Sifu Ben, and I have a school in Castle Hill, the Hills Academy of Martial Arts. And I started learning martial arts when I was 6 or 7 years old, and I started with Taekwondo. And then I did that for about 5 or 6 years. And then later on, when I was a teenager, about 15, I started to look into some other, I wanted to do some other style of martial arts. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do at the time. And I was looking around, and then I think I may have watched a couple of Bruce Lee movies at the time. And then one day in the newspaper, I seen there's an ad for Kung Fu. Mm-hmm. And that sort of like stuck out to me. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.I had like weapons in the ad. So I wanted to learn weapons. I didn't learn weapons before. Mm-hmm. And I went to a couple of classes and then I started to really enjoy it. And then I didn't know a lot about Kung Fu when I started. Mm-hmm. But then over time, I started to learn more and more about it. And I just got more and more committed to doing it. And then 20 years later, I'm still training and still learning. And now I've got my own school and mm-hmm. teaching others as well.
好啊，我叫做 Ben， 咁啊，大家亦都叫我做Ben 师傅嘅。我喺 Castle Hill 开设咗一间武术学校，叫做 Hills Academy of Martial Arts。我由6、7岁左右开始学习武术，一开始学嘅其实系跆拳道。大概学咗5到6年之后咧，后来到咗15岁左右，我想开始尝试学习其他嘅武术风格。但系当时其实都唔知道自己真正想学啲乜嘢，所以四处咁样寻找。嗰段时间，我睇到几部李小龙嘅电影，有一日喺报纸上面。见到一则功夫招生广告，嗰则广告实在好吸引我，我当时就觉得哇，好型喎！咁所以喺广告入边咧，仲有一啲兵器咁展示。我从来咧以前学跆拳道嘅时候都未使用过兵器，所以我特别想学噶。后来我去咗几堂课，慢慢真正咁爱上咗功夫呢项武术。啱啱开始我对功夫嘅了解并唔多，但系随住时间嘅推移，越学越多，亦都越嚟越投入。去到20年后嘅今时今日，我仍然坚持每一日训练，仍然坚持学习，而且我而家亦都拥有咗自己嘅武馆，开始教授学生啦。
So what's the reason for you to pursuing this career instead of like?Making Kung Fu as an extra curriculum or interesting classes.
咁系啲咩原因令到你选择将功夫发展成为事业，而唔系只系将佢当作课外兴趣或者兴趣班咧？
I got the opportunity to make it a career. Like I started teaching when I was around 20, 21, just with my sifu, and I was taking classes and doing a lot of work there and learning at the same time. And I don't know when, but in that period, I started to think, yeah, maybe I could do this as a career as well at some point. Mm-hmm. And then a few years later, I got the opportunity basically to open my own school. And you know, at the start, it's not a full-time career. Like I'm still working another job and it takes time to build up. But yeah, over the years, I've built it up enough where I can, pretty much just focus on that now. And that's sort of like, you know, it's like a dream because you get to do something that you love to do and then, and also study and learn. Mm-hmm. And then another part is to continue to like maybe do some traveling and more learning overseas with our grandmaster or other masters, and yeah, just have that freedom to sort of do that sort of thing. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
是的，其实我当时有得到一个机会将功夫发展成为我自己的事业。大概在我20至21岁的时候，我开始跟着师傅一起教学，一边上堂一边学习，同时也都继续学习。在那段时间里面，我慢慢开始想，或许我未来也都可以将功夫作为我的职业。几年之后，我终于有机会开始自己的武馆。当然一开始这个不是一份全职的工作，我仍然需要兼职其他的工作，慢慢将武馆经营起来。但经过多年的努力，现在我基本上可以全心投入武术教学。这个对我来讲好像实现梦想一样，因为我能够做到自己真正热爱的事，同时还能够继续进修学习，而且还有机会出国进修，向我们的住持大师或者其他的大师学习。拥有这样的自由，可以不断地精湛自己，实在很难得的。
I can tell that you're really into Kung Fu as well.
Yeah.
And for you, I have been told by you that you have learned your Kung Fu journey most likely in Australia. Mm-hmm. So what's the reason to make you so into Kung Fu?
是的，可以感受到你真的很热爱功夫，而且我也都知道你的功夫学习旅程大部分是在澳洲完成的。其实是什么原因令到你这么投入去学功夫的呢？
I learned it, like I met my teacher.He's Australian as well. And then as I learnt more about it, I got more committed to learning more, because it's not just, you know, there's a lot of martial arts, like I did Taekwondo, and there's kicking and punching and various techniques involved. Mm-hmm. But the Kung Fu has a deeper sort of like spiritual thing about it, and it has a more richer history, and it just has this essence about it that...sort of makes, for me anyway, makes me want to commit to it and learn more and to discover more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's just, like, you just can't stop learning in the Kung Fu. It take lifetimes to
learn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
我只是在学习的过程当中遇到我的师傅，他其实都是一位澳洲人。随着学习不断地深入，我越来越投入。因为功夫不单止是一般的武术，我以前学的跆拳道，它主要是以击拳、拳击、踢脚各种的技巧，但功夫有更深层的精神内涵，历史也更加悠久，文化底蕴更加深厚，它有一种独特的精髓，令我产生强烈的投入感，令我想不断地继续学习，也有不断探索的感觉。而且功夫的学习是没有尽头的，即是可以说是需要用一生去学习，其中的内容实在太过丰富了。
What actually, is there any challenges did you face when you're learning Shaolin Kung Fu?
在学习少林功夫的过程当中，你有没有遇到什么挑战呢？
Not big challenges. It is a commitment, like anything. Like if you want to be good at something, you have to commit to it, which means you have to sacrifice other things. So I was, I was training pretty much like 6 days a week. So I'd do like Monday to Saturday. So that meant, you know, I was like 18, 19, 20 years old.
Oh.
So that meant like Friday nights, you know, maybe I didn't go out with my friends and things like that. So, you know, you make some sacrifices, a little bit more disciplined with that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably the biggest challenge, you know, but it's like anything. If you want to be good at something, you have to be committed, and you have to weigh up, you know, what do you really want? And it wasn't you know, I still had some Saturdays off and things. Still had some time to hang out with friends and that. But yeah, most afternoons, evenings, I'd be doing classes. So training and teaching as well. So that's probably the biggest challenge. You know, you give up, you have to give up things.
Yeah.
And you can't do everything. Yeah.
其实没有特别大的困难的，但最重要的是一定要投入。如果你想将一件事做得好，就必须全身心投入，也都代表你必须牺牲其他的事情。当时候我每个星期训练6日，从星期一到星期六。当时我亦都是18、19岁甚至20岁的年轻时候，很多的周五晚上我都不能够同朋友外出，所以你必须做出取舍，生活亦都变得更加自律。这个大概亦都是我当初最大的挑战了。但其实这个和任何事情都一样，如果你想做好，就必须要坚定地投入。你必须要问自己真正想要的是什么。当然也都不是完全没有休息时间，偶然在星期六也都会放假，也都能够同朋友聚会。但大多数的下午和晚上，我都在训练和教学当中。最大的挑战就是必须要放弃一些东西。你冇可能乜嘢都能够兼顾同埋想要噶。
And we know that you actually trained a few times back in China in the temple. Can you tell us about the journey as well?
我哋知道你曾经多次前往中国少林寺训练，可唔可以同我哋分享你呢段经历呢？
Yeah. So back when I was training, probably like when I was 20 or 21, maybe 22, and we had, so this is in, what year was it? Early, like 2000s, 2010. Yeah, and so back then there was YouTube videos, and like, because I did Shaolin Kung Fu, so I wanted to learn more about Shaolin. And I watch all these videos on YouTube and whatever movies I could find. So I always had a dream to go to the Shaolin Temple.
Uh-huh.
And then we met another master in Sydney, and he organized, like he would take groups to China every couple of years to do like a China tour. And we said, oh, can you put Shaolin Temple on the list? So, and then we also wanted to go there and do some training,
mm-hmm.
not just like visit, but also do some training there and meet one of the masters. So we sort of organized that. And then it was 2011, and then we went to the Shaolin Temple, and then we trained with one master there for like a couple of hours,
mm-hmm.
and got to see the temple and visit the grounds and walk up the mountain and everything. And but from that, we must have made some good impression, because then that sort of opened the doors, like for my Sifu anyway,
mm-hmm.
and for us to start to become more. He met Master De Young, Grandmaster De Young. And from then he started to open up the doors, and we got more and more visits to, or invitations to go to China and do more training over there.
Mm.
And now the Grandmaster is not, he's not easy to, like there'll be people from all over the world to try and learn from him, but he'll just turn them away. Like, so he's not easy to like to
approach,
to be taught by him. Yeah. So we thought it was like a real privilege, because he's like one of the best masters. Like, yeah, he's very, very, very good, very high, high level and highly regarded. He's also known as like the master of masters over there. Like he's very highly regarded.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we were very blessed to be able to just make that connection, and my Sifu had a great connection with him, and then obviously, so for me, it was like, yeah, I got to learn as well,
yeah.
And we started to do a few more trips over there, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's really cool. We're very lucky. And then the Grandmaster's also come to visit here a few times as well to, mm-hmm. to help us learn more.
是的，当时我大概20-21岁左右啦。咁啊，嗰阵时亦都系2000年代初期去到2010年龄嘅前后。当时我已经学习紧少林功夫，网上亦都有 YouTube， 所以我会上网睇好多少林功夫嘅视频，仲有各种嘅武术电影。我一直有个梦想就系亲身前往少林寺。后来我哋喺悉尼认识咗一位大师，佢每隔几年都会组织武术团前往中国交流。我哋就问佢可唔可以将少林寺安排入旅程当中，而且我哋唔单止只系想参观，仲希望可以喺当地训练，亲自向大师学习。后来我哋成功安排咗行程，到咗2011年，我哋终于前往少林寺。喺嗰度，我哋跟随咗一位大师训练咗几个钟头，亲眼睇到少林寺，参观少林寺嘅环境，登山行遍整个少林文化嘅氛围。而今次嘅经历似乎亦都令我哋留下好好嘅印象，亦都因此为我师傅打开咗大门，令我哋获得更多嘅交流机会。自此之后，我哋陆续收到更多嘅邀请，可以再去到中国进修训练。而少林寺嘅住持大师并唔系一个轻易收徒嘅人嚟噶，世界各地好多人想向佢学习，但往往都会被拒之门外。所以我哋能够获得佢亲自指导，实在十分荣幸。佢系顶级嘅大师，武术造诣极高，喺当地嘅声望亦都好高噶，甚至被称之为武术大师之师。我哋好感恩能够同佢建立联系，我嘅师傅同佢关系深厚，而我亦都因此而受益，获得学习嘅机会。后来我哋又多次前往中国交流训练，每次嘅经历亦都好珍贵，而且住持大师亦都曾多次嚟到澳洲，亲自咁指导我哋。
Yeah.
So how's the class in the temple? Is it much more different in Australia? Does that inspire you as well?
咁喺少林寺嘅训练课程同澳洲有啲咩唔一样呢？呢啲经历有冇启发你呢？
Yeah, like it's completely different. The, you know, like here in Australia, we have kung fu or martial arts in general is a hobby. It's something that people learn after school in their spare time. They might maybe train 1 or 2 hours a week. The more committed people maybe train a couple of extra days. But over there, you know, most of them are kids, like from like 6 maybe sometimes even younger, 5 years old, and up to like 15, 16, 17 years old. And then they pretty much train like 8 hours a day, and they don't really, like, they do schoolwork in that time at some point, but it's not like, this is at the Shaolin schools. So they have, like, it's like a martial arts...
Like a normal primary or a secondary school like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they do, they pretty much just study Kung Fu the whole time, and then they'll have a couple of hours where they do some study.
Like paperwork, English, Chinese, yeah. Or like that, yeah. Mathematics.
But yeah, they train very hard. And, you know, a basic thing is, you know, we train in like nice air-conditioned area. It's got like a carpeted or it's flat or nice mats. It's very comfortable. But over there, like, we were training in a dirt car park outside, and it's just like there's little rock things you might slip on, or like it's dirt, like you can slip very easily.
Yeah.
And or it may be like a brick sort of level, like floor. But yeah, it's usually all the training is mostly outside. Sometimes they have inside, but mostly outside. And it's hot.
Yeah.
Or it's windy, or it's raining.
Natural environment.
Yeah, yeah. So they're really more in the elements, and But the commitment is very different as well, because here it's like a hobby. Over there, it's their opportunity to make something of themselves. It's their opportunity, like, if they train hard now, they can have a future. They can, a lot of them become teachers, or they may join, do some movies or something, or they may join the army or the police. And the you know, because a lot of the families that go there aren't the richest, they're more poorer families. They send their kids there to have an opportunity for their future. So it's like completely different commitment.
In here.
Yeah, yeah.
是的，完全不一样。在澳洲，武术通常是一种兴趣，学生课余的时间学习，一个星期训练一两个钟头，比较投入的人可能会多练几日。但在少林寺，学生大多数是小朋友，从五到六岁一直到十七岁左右，他们每日训练八个钟头，当然期间都会上一些文化课，但那些是在少林武校里面，属于武术学校体系，他们几乎每日都要练功，只有少量的学习时间，英文、中文和数学，而且训练强度很高。在澳洲，我们基本上在冷气房，很平整的地面，有地毡，亦都环境舒服。但在少林寺，我们是室外的泥土地停车场训练，地面有碎石，很容易跣亲，或者砖地上面训练。大部分的训练都会在户外，甚少在室内里面发生。天气炎热啊，刮风落雨都必须要坚持训练。他们真正和大自然环境搏斗，而且投入的程度完全不一样。在澳洲，这个是兴趣班。而少林寺，依个系佢哋改变人生嘅机会。如果佢哋努力学习，未来仲可以成为教练，参与影视表演或者加入军队同警队。许多嘅小朋友嚟自较贫困嘅家庭，家人将佢哋送入少林寺，系希望佢哋拥有更好嘅未来。所以依个系一个完全唔一样嘅层次嘅投入嚟噶。
So because we know that kung fu for us, we're thinking kung fu is more traditional Chinese culture instead of modern style. Would you say that the theory or those kind of forms and then kung fu doesn't really relate it to the modern society?
我哋普遍会觉得功夫属于传统中华文化，而唔系一种现代嘅运动。咁你认为其实功夫嘅理论同套路系咪同而家现代社会脱节咧？定系依然都会有所关联噶
？Does it relate?、Yeah, the traditional kung fu is not just about the physical body, but it's a lot of it's about the mind. So it's about your mental, like how you think, it's your emotional control, how you control your emotions, and being able to be more focused, disciplined. And you know, in Shaolin Temple, they're a Buddhist temple, so they want to reach higher levels in their enlightenment and things like that. But they use kung fu to train their physical body, and then that also helps them to train their mind, so they can be more focused and more disciplined and control their thoughts and control their emotions, and then, you know, allow them to be more peaceful and calm and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So in modern society, like, everybody's stressed out. Everybody's working too hard. Everybody has so much pressure on them. Even kids these days with school, they have a lot of pressure for get into a good high school, to get into a good university, to do a good course. But they don't really have any tools to be able to manage that pressure, mm-hmm. and sport is good, but Kung Fu takes it at a different level where you're learning, you know, specific breathing and you talk more specifically about how to, you know, remain calm, how to control your emotions and, you know, just be more mindful, be more peaceful in general.
我觉得是这样的，传统功夫并不单止是锻炼身体，更重要的是修炼心性，包括思维方式、情绪的管理能力、专注力、纪律性。少林寺本身就是佛教寺院，僧人追求的是精神层面的觉悟，他们通过功夫训练身体，同时也都锻炼心智，令到自己更加专注、更加自律，学会管理情绪、掌握思绪，从而达到内心平静和祥和。而在现代社会，人们普遍压力巨大，工作繁重，精神负担沉重，学生同样面临升学压力，进入好中学、好的大学，选择好的专业，但他们缺乏有效的工具去调节这些压力。运动固然有帮助，但功夫可以说更进一步，因为功夫包括呼吸训练、情绪控制、心理调节，他教导人们如何保持冷静，如何掌控情绪，如何提升专注力，从而令到人更加平和、更加稳定。
Okay, so would you teach your students during those action, or do you teach them those kind of theory separately in the like classroom or something?
是的，咁其实你在教学当中是以动作训练中融入这些理念啊，还是会另外安排课堂去讲解这些理论的呢？
No, it's all in the class. Sometimes it's not. I don't have to explain all the little details about it. I just say, follow me and do this breathing exercise, okay. and they just do it. And then over time they learn. And then, you know, I might explain it down the track, but I don't want to make it too complicated for them, especially depending on how old they are. For the adults, mm-hmm. you know, they like to have a little bit more explanation behind it. So, you know, but it's more about just doing it, like physically doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in our the way that you do the form as well. So at the start you have a preparation. So it's like breathing, 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 and then you start.
Okay.
So you teach them that.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end there's another breathing little thing. So it's all incorporated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they start to learn that as they go. And, you know, everybody's different. Some people will embrace it more than others.
Oh.
But, yeah, they learn it as they go. And then another time they learn it is, so we do, like, sparring. Mm-hmm. It's like play fighting. Yeah. And, you know, we always talk about emotional control because, you know, sometimes they maybe accidentally get hit and they may start to get angry or something like that. So it's mm-hmm. like in that point of time you can say, you know, control, you know, take a breath,
mm-hmm.
refocus, relax, and then try to keep that level headedness. So it's all like, you know, kids, you can talk to them for hours. It'll just go one ear out the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be, it has to be done like as they are experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
通常我们不会特别分开课堂去讲理论，而是全部融入在日常的训练当中。有时我不会详细地解说，只会说跟着我做一个呼吸训练，那学生就会照做，慢慢地自己就会体会得到。等到时机成熟再逐步讲解原理，我通常不会讲得太复杂，尤其是对年纪较小的小朋友。成年人当然会自己希望了解更多背景原理，所以会更多地解释，但核心仍然是亲身地练习，身体地实践。套路练习本身就包括这些训练，譬如一开始会先做这个呼吸训练准备，深呼吸调整状态，再开始动作，结束的时候也都会做呼吸调节，这些都是融入训练当中，学生在练习过程中自然就学会了。另外在对练的时候也都会训练到情绪的控制，有时候被人打到可能会生气，这个时候要提醒他们控制情绪、深呼吸、重新专注、保持冷静。这个对小朋友来讲，讲再多的理论都很难以吸收，必须在亲身的体验当中引导他们，才能够真正地学会的。
And we know that you actually follow your Shifu Master learning the Northern of Shaolin Kung Fu. So it's different style of Northern and Southern side, is it?
我们知道你是跟随师傅学习北派的少林功夫，其实南派和北派的风格会不会有所不一样的呢？
Yeah, they're both, we could say they're both Shaolin Kung Fu. There's the Northern Shaolin Temple or the Henan.
Henan.
And then the Southern Temple, there's a bit of mystery and a bit of things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say it didn't ever exist, but I think there's enough evidence that says it did exist. And, but there was a Southern Shaolin Temple in somewhere. I don't know exactly. They've actually rebuilt it, mm-hmm. but they don't know the original, mm-hmm. where the original one was, mm-hmm. exactly. But the northern style is a bit more free-flowing. It's a little bit quicker, has more leg techniques. And then the southern style is more grounded, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit more rigid, mm-hmm. and more like... I guess you could say the southern style is more similar to like a karate style.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because the karate originated from the southern Shaolin Kung Fu. Hmm. So if you think about karate, that's more like a southern style Kung Fu.
More like hand movements, those kind of.
Yeah, more hands, more grounded, mm-hmm. lower, like not so many high kicks and things. Mm-hmm. And then it's more, you know, like Wing Chun or Hong Ga, Choi Li Foot. Mm-hmm. But the other difference was the northern style. They were predominantly about themselves and about improving themselves, mm-hmm. and learning Kung Fu as a way of to strengthen their body, also to learn to defend themselves. The southern style, because the temple got destroyed like, I don't know when, hundreds of years ago. Mm-hmm. And then they said there was five masters that they sort of branched off.
Yes.
But the techniques, I don't know if they changed or they just were already like that, but they're more for, you know, they became a lot more about combat, a lot more about fighting. Mm-hmm. They used to fight each other a lot, and it's more, you know, they had like the Chinese rebels and things like that. Mm. Back in those days, they had the like, so they had like, it's more like a, like fighting, like more, I guess a little bit more aggressive style.
Yeah, for territory, as long as the story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The northern style is probably not as aggressive, the southern style is probably more aggressive.
Okay.
Probably a little bit less, mm-hmm. about enlightenment and spiritual things in the southern styles. More in the northern style is a bit more peaceful. from what I understand, yeah.
Yeah.
其實南北派都屬於少林功夫嘅體系。北派嘅起源於河南嵩山少林寺，而南派少林寺嘅歷史則帶有一絲神秘嘅色彩。有啲人認為佢並唔存在。但亦都有唔少嘅证据显示佢确实存在。南少林寺嘅位置一直存在争议，后来有重建，但原址已经难以确认啦。北派功夫风格更加流畅，动作节奏较快，腿法亦都较多，而南派则更加沉稳扎实，动作偏刚劲，更讲求下盘嘅稳定性。在某种程度上，南派更接近空手道风格，因为空手道正是源自于南派少林寺。南派强调手法、动作较低、较少的高踢腿，譬如咏春、洪拳等的体系。而两者另一个最大的区别在于北派更强调自我修炼，通过功夫强身健体，学会自我防卫。而南派由于历史上寺庙被毁，僧人流散各地，形成五大的支派，后来风格更偏重于实战，更重格斗嘅技巧，甚至彼此切磋嘅对战更加频繁。加上历史，南方地区战乱较多，武术更加偏向于战斗用途，因此南派嘅风格更具有攻击性。相比之下，北派就更少攻击性，更注重于精神修养，讲求内心平和。呢个系我目前对于南北派少林功夫嘅理解。
So as you talk about style, because you have mentioned you learned Taekwondo first before Kung Fu,
yeah,
would that change your like would that shape you to understand or build your own kung fu style on in terms of like a cross culture thing?
讲到去武术风格，你先前提起你系先学跆拳道，再学少林功夫，呢种经历会唔会影响你对功夫嘅理解，甚至跨文化嘅背景下形成你自己嘅种教学方式咧
？Yeah, like I did taekwondo when I was a kid, mm-hmm. from like 7 to maybe 11 or 12, mm-hmm. and then I didn't do any martial arts for about 4 or 5 years, mm-hmm. and then I did the kung fu. But actually, when I started doing the kung fu, the things that I learned in the taekwondo, I couldn't remember, but some of the techniques were still there, like some of the kicks and things. Mm-hmm. So it was still sort of a part of me, and you know, Taekwondo has really good kicks. Mm-hmm. So and the way that you do sparring like is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So it still had a bit of a bit of a base, yeah, mm-hmm. from the Taekwondo when I did the Kung Fu later. And yeah, but it's a little bit different. Like mm-hmm. in the Taekwondo, we got taught like if you're gonna kick, they'd usually wear like some sort of pad or mm-hmm. foot protector. Mm-hmm. And the techniques were more about scoring points. So mm-hmm. you'd kick to the chest or to the side of the ribs or something, or to the head. Mm-hmm. But your foot was more extended.
Oh, okay.
But in the Kung Fu, you wouldn't kick like that because you would hurt your foot.
I see.
Because you don't, if you're sparring for self-defense or in sort of real life, having to defend yourself, if you kick like that and you accidentally hit somebody's elbow, like you could potentially break your foot.
Oh.
So there's little things like that where you, instead of kicking with the top of the foot, you'd kick with more like the bottom of your foot.
Ah.
And it would be a little bit more pinpoint rather than...
or a certain...
Just like hitting to generally to the rib area or to the stomach. Like they're still good targets.
Mm-hmm.
But another target like we would always use is just kicking like straight to the knee.
More on the point for...
Because you just kick to the knee, and then if someone's coming forward, you just kick them in the knee, then they just fall over. Don't need to do anything. That's it.
Yeah, really practical one.
But yeah, in Taekwondo, for example, you had to kick above the waist. Like you couldn't kick below the waist. I think in like kickboxing that, you can kick to the legs, but you know, it's a sport. So, and you don't want to like kick each other in the knee because you break your knee, like that's an injury that's going to affect you the rest of your life. So, you know, the sports have these rules for a reason. Like you can't hit to the back of the head, you can't hit to the spine, that sort of thing. But in Kung Fu, we didn't really do it as a sport. We did it as an art, and you learnt it as a self-defense, and you learnt about all of these things. So, you know, kicking to the knee, to the groin, you know, and you learnt about the spine because you learnt that that's your weakness. So if you don't want to turn your back to your partner because if they hit you in the back, in the spine, you know, you could have very bad damage. So some of it is not just about like you hit to that area, like, you know, the spine, you want to hit to that area. You don't want to hit to it, but you need to be aware of it, that it can be in a vulnerable area if you got hit there. So you need to learn how to protect it.
是的，我7岁到11岁、12岁左右学习紧跆拳道，当中已经断了四五年之后再学习功夫。在刚刚学功夫的时候，跆拳道的动作记忆已经开始模糊，但身体仍然保留住部分技术的本能，包括踢腿的技巧。跆拳道的腿法十分之优秀的，对我后来学习功夫亦都有基础的帮助。但两者的理念不一样，跆拳道训练多为竞技体育，穿戴护具，讲求得分，踢击的目标通常为胸部、头部或者肋间、腿部的伸展。但功夫更注重实战智慧，如果用脚背踢击，可能会踢到对方的手踭，而导致我自己的骨折。因此功夫多数用脚底发力，动作亦都更加精准。跆拳道主要是攻击身体较高部分，而功夫会踢膝头哥啊等等的地方。因为踢膝头哥在实战当中是很有效的方式，能够迅速令到对方失去行动的能力。而跆拳道的规则则禁止踢腰部以下的部分，因为属于竞技运动，它会避免严重的一个受伤情况。运动比赛有规则，譬如不能够击打后脑或者颈椎等等。但功夫并不是竞技运动，亦是一种防身的武术。学习的时候需要了解人体弱点，譬如膝头哥、腹部同埋颈椎、脊椎等，了解弱点，并非鼓励攻击，而系学习点样更有效咁保护自己。
I remember that Shaolin Kung Fu, when you learn it, the first day I learned is learn how to protect your head.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then you need to first protect your head and then do the punching when you are doing in a fight.
系啊，我记得我以前学习少林功夫嘅时候，第一堂就系学点样去到保护头部噶。
Yeah.
So if you get hit in the head, like, depending when you get hit in the head, but, you know, it's going to hurt and it's going to cause potentially you to get knocked out.
Yeah.
So these are things that you need to protect if you were to be attacked in any way.
Yeah.
没错，你必须要先保护好头部，先能够进行攻击。这个在实战当中是尤为重要的一个部分来的。
In a fight, in a real life fight. So actually we know that in Australia, because you got your founder for the Hughes Academy of Martial Arts, when you're teaching in Australia, we know that it's a cross-culture, multicultural place. How do you balance and preserving the authentic Shaolin Kung Fu traditional when you're like teaching your Western or different kind of cultural background student.
其實喺澳洲咁多元文化嘅社會當中，你創辦咗 Hills 武術學院。喺教學過程當中，你係點樣喺唔同文化背景學生之間平衡並傳承最正宗嘅少林功夫傳統咧？
It's just in the system that we teach. There's a few things like in traditional martial arts or Shaolin Kung Fu or Chinese martial arts, I should say, that is different in Western society. You know, a big one, for example, is the concept of qi, energy.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, and we don't go into depth about it, but it's something that, you know, you just, you know, you're breathing and it's about your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've ever had acupuncture, you know, it's about unblocking and improving the flow of your energy throughout your body.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have an injury that's blocked, or maybe you're a little bit weak in one area.
Mm-hmm.
So the acupuncture helps to rebalance and strengthen and your internal energy, the qi.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Kung Fu, that's also like in Kung Fu, it's also in it, the concept of that. Mm-hmm. And it's just trying to teach people to have an open mind about different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I don't like force things like that on people. It's just like having, like people will, some things like that, you know, people either embrace and they want to learn more,
yeah,
or they just don't think about it,
yeah,
which is totally fine. So, but also just like in Chinese, traditional Chinese martial arts, they have like a, you know, the Sifu, and they have like, it's like a family system. So the Sifu is like the father, you know, the
yes,
grandfather is the grandmaster, and there's the brothers and sisters, elder brother, elder sister.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit of like family dynamic in that. And,
yeah,
and for me, like it took, I still don't fully understand it all, but like learning things like that about the Chinese family system, it's it's interesting. But it's all about respect, and you know, at the end of the day, it's all about respect, and you know, learning about the culture and respecting other cultures, and just understanding that the martial arts comes from, you know, Chinese culture, and then there's things that we can learn from it as Westerners.
Yeah,
其實依啲都體現喺我哋嘅教學體系當中。傳統武術，尤其係少林功夫，同西方社會確實存在差異，譬如以氣依個概念。我哋唔会深入咁讲解，但会通过呼吸训练，令到学生慢慢体会能量嘅流动，好似针灸一样，疏通经络，改善身体能量循环。如果某个部位受伤或者虚弱，针灸可以帮助恢复平衡。功夫当中亦都有类似嘅理念，关键系培养开放嘅心态。我唔会强迫学生接受呢啲理念，有啲人甚至愿意深入了解，有啲人亦都唔在意，都冇问题。另外，传统中国武术讲求师徒家族体系，师傅如父，诸师大师如祖父，同门如师如兄弟姊妹。呢种关系体现咗中华文化嘅家庭观念。虽然我仍然不断咁理解其中嘅内涵，但呢种文化实在好有意思。核心嘅精神系尊重。尊师重道，尊重文化，尊重不同背景的人，理解武术源自于中华文化，同时西方人亦都可以从中学习，这个才是最重要的。尤其是在澳洲这么多元文化的社区当中，不同文化融合共存，这个正是澳洲的魅力所在。
That's the most important part, especially in Australia. A lot of different kind of culture mix in here, and I think that's the beauty of Australia as well. So I think it's time for us to conclude. So in one sentence, do you have any message you would like to tell our audience who would like to send their kids or any students they're interested to learn Shaolin Kung Fu?
是的，我都认为如此。咁我哋今次时间亦都差唔多啦。如果用一句说话，你有咩想同家长或者有兴趣学习少林功夫嘅听众讲咧？
Yeah, we have a school in Castle Hill, so if you're in the Hills area, welcome to come and have a go. So our school is called the Hills Academy of Martial Arts. My Sifu is also in Penrith's Emerald Dragon Martial Arts. Get in contact.
Yeah.
And yeah, we've got, you know, we love to teach, and the best students to teach are the ones that are like just, you know, they want to learn, and they're keen to learn, and they give us more motivation and inspiration to learn and become better as well, and to teach them. So
yeah,
plenty of space, and I think it's something that everybody can benefit from. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
yeah.
我们的 Castle Hill 设有武馆， 欢迎在 Hills 地区的朋友前来体验。 武馆的名称是 Hills Academy of Martial Arts， 我的师傅在 Penrith 也有武馆的， 叫做 Emerald Dragon Martial Arts， 欢迎大家联系我们。 我们热爱教学，也最好的学生 是热爱学习， 积极投入的学生， 他们也会给予我们动力， 令到我们不断进步， 成为更好的老师。 场地宽敞， 而且我相信功夫对每个人都有帮助的。
Thank you very much. I think that's conclude our interview today. Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
是的， 多谢Ben师傅今天来到我们的访问当中。 我们今次时间差不多， 我们下次再见，拜拜。